105.
Shorty and down, good lord. Baby, getting paid is a forte.
How you holding up? How's Corona? How's quarantine?
I'm good. I've been working. I have kittens. So I'm still making money and I'm well entertained.
Kittens, you said?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's very pleasant.
So before we get going here, you just want to tell everyone who you are, what you do, all that good stuff.
Okay, awesome. So my name's Lila Faye. I'm an adult performer and a dominatrix. I've been a performer for 3 years and a professional dominatrix for 4 years. I'm turning 24 tomorrow, actually.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you've been in the industry for 3 years, you said?
Yes.
Okay. So far, so good. You love it? You hate it? We want to know.
Yeah. I mean, I've been a model since I was 16.
Okay.
So I've had a lot of experience with being in front of the camera and all of that good stuff before. And I was well aware of like risks going in.
Gotcha.
And I was also well aware of the fact that being tattooed, I would still have to work harder.
Yeah.
Didn't have tattoos. Yeah, exactly. So it was a big decision, but I've knew what I was getting into, and I've always loved it. I have such a deep passion for this industry and the people within it.
That's great. So you think your work as a teen, you think that really helped you out in the long run, you think? Exposing you to the cameras and stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, that and also knowing how to pose, being a good model is definitely beneficial in porn because the bar for entry is there, you just have to be 18,
yeah.
You know? So having previous modeling experience is definitely helpful.
So you said 18 and then you're in, so it's quite competitive. Is that what you're getting at here? Like it just...
Yes, it definitely is quite competitive in a way, but there's always room for everyone and there's always room for like new people.
Yeah, it's a very, I saw a statistic the other day. It was like 1/3 of everything on the internet's porn related. It's a lot of shoes to fill. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yes, exactly. And there's something for everyone. So anyone can be someone's cup of tea, you know?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And then a couple of my buddies, they wanted to know how long does a regular shoot take?
It depends on the day. The actual shooting the scene takes about 1 hour to 2 hours, depending. If it's a scene with dialogue, it could take the entire day.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it depends on the type of scene, but for the actual sex part, it's usually only like 45 minutes. And if there's like a lot of stopping, it could take up to like 1.5 hours, but
okay.
Usually like 45 minutes.
Nice, nice. What your favorite video, every shoot, your worst video, your worst experience? Got anything you want to share?
So I'd say my favorite shoot experiences have been anything that I'm working with my friends, or anytime you just have a shoot and you feel really confident coming off of that set.
You just killed it.
Well. Yeah, you gotcha. Killed it, and everyone was very positive. The worst shoot experience I've had is just like with particular people that can't really be named, but just, you know, when people in the industry have a lot of power or they own their own companies and they also shoot with people, they can do their best to make things weird, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, so it could be real awkward at times.
Yes, exactly. But okay. Other than that, I've had a lot of really good experiences.
Yeah, okay. So I had a question here. Have you met anyone famous? But I'm gonna switch that up. My friends are a big fans of Sarah J, and I noticed you worked with her. Can you tell the boys how she is, what she's like?
Sarah is such a lovely woman. She's so nice.
My friends are obsessed with her.
Yeah, she's so happy and just like very heartwarming to be around. She's a smart businesswoman. Doesn't take any bullshit, is just very on top of her things. And I really appreciate that about
her. So like a role model, you would say, in the industry, someone you look up to?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Awesome.
I noticed you went to the AVN Awards. Can you describe or tell us what's that like? What is that? The whole experience.
So the AVN Awards is the Adult Video Networking Awards.
So like the Grammys or the Oscars for porn, pretty much?
Basically.
Okay.
And it's a 4-day extravaganza of just being at this huge convention that is stacked full of things to do. Girls are signing, we're walking around and enjoying the convention ourselves, or, you know, we're hiding out in our rooms. It really depends on where you're at in the day, but there's so much to do. It's a constant nonstop thing for the performers. So you're just like up and you're going.
So like that. Yeah, that seems cool. That's in Vegas, right?
Yes.
Is it there every year?
I'm sorry, what?
Is it there every year, or does it move around?
Yes. It's always at the Hard Rock Hotel.
Okay. So you get to make a trip out to Vegas every year. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I make trips out to Vegas relatively frequently. Not since Corona, but
yeah, I've heard the Strip is dead. I've been there once, and I just can't believe something so popular is so vacant right now.
Oh yeah, I went to go see a friend in downtown LA because she was leaving to go back home to New York. And she had spent some time quarantined with me, so I was like, all right, I'll go say bye to you. And there was absolutely no one in the middle of the city.
Yeah, especially LA. That's ridiculous. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Here's a little hypothetical. So if you ever went to your child's career day, would you say you were a porn star, or what do you think? Are you that confident, that comfortable with it?
I wouldn't say that I'm a porn star because I don't think that's an appropriate thing to say around children. It's not that I'm not confident and comfortable with it because I don't give a fuck and I'll tell anyone to their face that I do. But it's more about like the appropriate atmosphere and not exposing children to it. So yeah. I would probably say that I'm an aerial artist or that I'm a performer. Okay. You know, I wouldn't specifically say that I'm a sex worker.
Gotcha. And then I'm gonna ask you one more question. We're gonna go to another segment. We'll send you on your way. Your best attribute. Why should people watch you?
I would say people should watch me because I give a lot of passion to my scenes. I care a lot about my work. I've had to work really hard to cultivate myself as a performer to give people good, intense, sexy performances. I'm also really into a lot of the things that I do and fetishes and kinks, so I'm genuinely here for like a good time. So if someone wants to see someone doing naughty, dirty, amazing things while also having a great time doing so, that's me. But also I do other things like aerial performances, so I'm a multifaceted artist if someone wants to get a little bit deeper than just porn.
Yeah, okay, great. That was a really good answer. And then we're just going to do the next segment. It's just a true or false. So I looked up some common myths or something in the porn industry, and you don't even have to explain. Just tell me if they're true or false, and then we'll wrap this up here. You ready?
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Okay, most porn squirting is actually piss.
False.
False. Porn sets smell.
False.
Men have to keep hard between scenes.
False.
Women are faking it most of the time.
True.
Women make more than men in the industry.
True.
STD test every 2 weeks.
True.
Fake semen is used very often.
False.
All right, that's all I have for you.
Thank you very much.
A lot of those were false. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, because it's like, because some of them it's like sometimes, but you have to scale on like what's more.
Yeah, I just the common misconceptions and just what exactly. people think.
Like the question about making men hard, it's like, well, or about men having to stay hard, it's like they have to be hard every time we need them for the scene, but like if they don't have a boner while we're eating lunch, no one cares.
Yeah. The internet made it seem like they have to be in the corner stroking it out the entire time.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? They do have to do that a lot of different times, but
yeah. Oh my God.
Not all the time.
Alrighty. Before we go, do you want to give us some websites or some accounts we could follow you at? And I'll throw them in yes. the link in the description for you.
Definitely. I think everyone should follow me on my fan club site. It's the best way to talk with me and also see my most recent content, a lot of things that I like to do for fun. And that would be lolafae.club. So LOLAFAE. Okay. CLUB.
All right.
And then my Twitter is @LolaFayXXX.
Okay.
And my Instagram is @FunkLolaFay. So those are all the good things. And it's funk, not fuck.
All right. Well, Lola, it was great talking to you. Thanks for coming on. The 105 appreciates it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Stay safe from staying quarantined. Again, thank you so much, and I'll take care of your links. I'll put them in the description for you.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
105. Cutting it down, good Lord. Baby, getting paid is a forte.